Namaste, my name is Rui Simra. I'm International Meditation Master. Today I want to speak about the new Shaolin Buddhism. It is amazing. The Shaolin temples and schools were destroyed after World War II, and after 1980 they got rebuilt. And there were only 15 monks remaining from the old school. Hard things to do. And these 50 monks did their best to rebuild the Shaolin monks and the monastery. And today, after 40 years, you see a huge network from Shaolin temples and schools around the world. That is amazing. So, and the best is, the Shaolin monks could preserve their morality and spirits and the fighting hardness from 1,000 years ago. And this could, all the things together, no religion could do so. The same spirit, the same religious, the same integrity of religions and of the fighting. It is beyond words. So, and now, and then they got this new award. He is from this 15 remaining Shaolin monks, and he knew he had to rebuild the whole thing and to standardize it for the modern world without compromising the spirit, the morality, the spirituality, the religious. So, and he is in the lineage of the famous Bodhidharma, this means Zen Buddhism. And hard thing to do. So, he had branded Shaolin under a firm, and he is the CEO of it. Then he went to the parliament of China and said, "Hello, I want to announce our new business model from the Shaolin monasteries." And they approved it. Remember, 50 years ago or 60 years ago, the Chinese parliament have standardized the Chinese healing with the acupuncture and the Chinese herbs. And called it TCM, the traditional Chinese medicine. And afterwards, you see everywhere TCM. TCM is the most international, successful alternative healing in the world. And the same thing are doing the Shaolin. So the Shaolin monks don't want to depend on donation because they want to keep up their spirit, their morality, their integrity. And so they had to modernize the whole system. So if this would do all the religions in the world, we would live in a so much better world, no corruption anymore. And the religion could keep their morality and their spirit. But today, it is devastating. So, and then the abbot, with the next approach, he said, "Okay, now I'm the CEO or the CEO of the Shaolin, and we have to monetize it, and we want to spread around the world." They done it. Under the branded Shaolin, nobody else can teach Shaolin, only his monks, his followers. Right. And with his branded name, he can make so much money, and he does so. And so they expand more and more and more. And again, the same spirit they maintain than 1,000 years ago. With the same hardness, everything the same. And then he had the idea to make a dance show. who now fighting. So I have learned Qigong, Tai Chi, and also Qi Aikido or Qi Aikido. And it's just like a dance. It's just like a dance. And so we wanted to make a great dancing show with the Shaolin monks. And then he invited an international team to make the choreography and to go to London and to exhibit his show without compromising the Shaolin fighting style. Now we have the COVID crisis. Okay, it's a problem, but they still have learned it. And they want to go around the world as a dancing team. And only the best monks they have selected to make this work. And the Abbot Qi Yongxing gets so hard criticized. And the people who criticize him don't understand anything until I keep up the spirit, the morality, the integrity, then everything is fine. And regardless of what we're doing everything out of self-interest. So it's fine for me. But wrong what the other religions are doing. No donation. Or for a thing that is great for all people without compromising the spirit and the morality. Make a good offer. And start just here, take the money and donation and so on. And make money washing, you see it everywhere. Money washing, religions, money washing, kidnapping. All the bad things what the religion are doing right now. Okay. Thank you that I could speak about this. And bye.